7 years ahead of the news cycle. AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Welcome back, folks. War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith. And yes, folks, the... Oh, Trump's aging in reverse. Amazing. Wow, amazing. Incredible. Anyway, they're stealing all of our water. The crew was just looking up 30 million gallons, something like 900,000, or was it 95,000 households worth of water? So, you know, this was at a time when they were literally being told to scale back their own water usage. Quote, we get this notification from Fayette County Water System saying you need to stop watering your lawns to help conserve water, said Clifton, a local attorney who's now running for county office. So the first thing they do is lean on individuals and the citizens to stop water consumption. When we have QTS, that's absolutely draining us. Most months, it's number one consumer of water in the county. Not even paying for it. Somehow get a industrial hookup to the city utility without the city knowing about it. Uh-huh. Yeah, right. Let's go down to clip number 18. This is Cumberland County, New Jersey. They say they can't even wash their clothes or drink their tap water because of the new Meta data center. But hey, you know, how else are you going to, you know, feed propaganda AI videos to boomers? Okay, this is necessary. Sure, it's taking all the water. Sure, nobody wants it. Causes crazy noise, the light pollution. It kills all the animals around it. The vibrations make livestock go completely insane and hurt themselves. And they're all underweight and they don't produce milk because of the state of constant anxiety they're kept in from the underlying low-frequency hum that emerges from data centers. And look, all of these things sound terrible and bad, and they are. But in exchange, we get there's got to be something. I mean, if we're giving up our water and we're giving up our peace of mind, in some cases, people are being compelled to give up their childhood homes they were raised and born in. Their entire neighborhoods are being destroyed to facilitate this. In exchange, we get something, right? I'm sure. Certainly, there should probably be something that we are receiving for the incredible expenditure that we're outputting. But nope, there's actually nothing. Don't know how many times I can reiterate this, but should really think about what that means. Let's go to clip 18 now.
My name is Rhiannon. I live in... So just a few miles from where this data center is going to be put up. And I also did not know that this was happening until 2-3 weeks ago, which is interesting because I'm all over this issue. First thing I just wanted to know is if anybody in my community here tonight is in support of a data center in Cumberland County.
No.
Also interesting to me, I want to read some quotes from some people who live in communities that have already put up data centers. Quote, I've been here 81 years. I can't stay here. Quote, my mom has been here her whole life, 82 years. She's not happy about it, but she does want to leave. Quote, my neighbor was washing my clothes and messed up a whole load of whites because it came out stained from that brown water. A conversation between a journalist and a resident. Do you feel like it's safe to drink? No, I buy water. Have they addressed that? No, they haven't. Have you gotten any information at all? No, none at all. Quote, this is my water pressure in my kitchen. A trickle. Quote, this is where I fill my buckets to flush my toilet. Quote, I can't breathe at home. It smells like gas outside. Quote, you know when you light your stove and the gas seeps with that little ticking noise? That's what it smells like. Quote, my electric and gas bill is more than my car payment. Quote, the light pollution is we don't have to have a nightlight in the house. You can walk around the house at night and see everything. It's that bright. And my favorite quote, a lawyer for Microsoft. Quote, Nobody really wants a data center in their backyard. I don't want a data center in my backyard. Data centers, once they're operational, don't bring a lot of jobs. So how do data centers impact communities? Jobs, a few dozen specialized jobs, usually hiring remotely. Electric, bill increases, extreme added burden on the grid. Air quality, increased ER visits due to asthma, COPD, and other breathing issues. Water, loss of water pressure in homes, water tainted with sediment, unsafe to drink, aquifer strain, which, by the way, South Jersey already has issues with our aquifer due to overusage and multiple years of droughts in the summer. Cumberland County is the poorest county in New Jersey. This isn't happening to help our county. It's happening to take advantage of our county. These data centers are only popping up in the poorest communities in our countries because the wealthy people do not want them. They make people sick. They steal our resources, water pollution, air pollution, noise and light pollution. And what do we get in return? Because it ain't jobs. Three counties in Indiana have put a moratorium on building data centers. Several in Georgia, Missouri, Illinois, Arizona, across the country, communities are protecting themselves from this poison. Are we going to allow it in Cumberland County? I want to ask the council, where will you go when the water stops flowing out of your faucets? Where will you go? Where will you go when the air smells like gas and makes you sick? Will you look around for a community whose leaders had the spine to say no to these billionaires? Or will you stay in Cumberland County and offer your children what is left of it to inherit? Thank you.
So it really is a good question. I would love if we could like compel some of these like city councilors to actually explain their reasoning, because I've never heard it answered. Why would we want this? What is it doing for us? What is the benefit for us? Stupid question to ask, honestly, because there is no benefit, because everything happening to us is just an attack, right? It's kind of absurd for me to even ask the question. It's like asking, well, you just slugged me as hard as you could in the stomach. What was for me in that? You know, why did you do that? You know, explain to me the benefit of that to me. There's no benefit. You just got slugged in the stomach. That's what happened. You got attacked. It's like, okay, but can you explain how the attack is actually a benefit for me? It's not. It's not. It's just an attack. It's not beneficial for you. Now, sometimes the attacks will be presented as beneficial for you, but they aren't. They never are. So, you know, they might say that this will bring jobs, but they don't. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you're a white nation, if you're a nation of majority European people, you're under attack. You're under attack from the data centers. You're under attack from the climate change agenda that's gutting your industry from the inside out. You're under attack from the foreign hordes that are routinely invited into your country by people that hate your country and want you destroyed. And I've got videos of Alfonso Goncalves in Portugal, you know, dealing with this. Indians in Portugal are moving in, taking over whole chunks of the country, getting grants from the government to start businesses, hiring only their ethnic compatriots, Indian people, and if you try to stop them, they attack you. It's happening all over the world. What's the benefit for the Portuguese? There isn't one. There's not one. They might say that it's about your pensions, but then they all go on welfare, and they don't put any money into the pension plan, so it's not that. They could say it's a falling birth rate. Well, if the Portuguese have a falling birth rate, the Bangladeshis having more kids does not solve that problem. I don't know what else to tell you about that. We're under attack from the censorship and the manipulation on that front. It's just attack after attack after attack. So maybe that's the thing we have to get over. We have to get over the idea that this stuff is even comprehensible as a positive in any possible way. It's all negative. That's why they're doing it. they hate you. And every piece of this is just another part in the global genocide against white people. That's it. That's all it is. That's all that's happening here. It's not that complicated. Shouldn't actually be confusing why they won't answer. It's just the confusing part is that they're not even trying to provide an answer. That's why I say it with the data centers, because one would think that they would have something to offer to these people as a reason, as an excuse. Well, sure, you're going to have to give up your childhood home, but, you know, a bunch of high-paying jobs are going to come in. Nope, that's not going to happen. Okay, but if we have this data center, then we'll have, leverage, and we can use it against the state government to get more funding for schools or, like, whatever. It does it. But, and the thing is, like, if they're so desperate to build these data centers, you could actually use that leverage. At the very least, you could go, look, you can build the data center here, but we need $10 million a year for our education system. We need $20 million a year to fix our roads. We want you to build us a new stadium. I mean, if it's so, you know, important that we build all of these, they won't even try to offer the local something. They're just doing it and saying F you if you oppose it. Why? Why are we letting them get away with this? And why are we not recognizing the universal nature of these attacks that are also just unbelievably obvious? Because then you've got the stuff on top of it. Then you've got the fact that there's a mysterious pattern of gigantic wildfires taking out a ton of natural land in exactly the location that they want to build the data centers.